The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with Three Rifles in Afghanistan. We can go to Lashkar and speak to Colonel Sergeant Steve Opie from Three Rifles Mortar Platoon. Although, Steve, I believe you're attached elsewhere.
Well, for the mortars, we're attached to the Royal Hussars, who don't have their own mortar platoon. So we've been pushed across to support them, to give them the indirect fire for any support that they need.
Quite easy to get on with? Have you found integration quite easy?
Yes, soldiers are soldiers, aren't they? A good bunch of lads, no different to ours, really. Yeah, enjoyable, really nice.
How's the deployment been for you personally so far? Are you enjoying it?
Enjoyment? Well, it's work, isn't it? Work's work. So, yeah, it's been good. As in the work we are doing has been good, it's been interesting. It keeps you on your toes, but, you know, it's always nice to be home in the summer.
How are you able to keep up to date with the football?
Yeah, we've been watching the football. The only one good thing I can say probably is the fact that England are now out. I can have an early night.
Now, of course, with the time difference as well, it must have been ridiculously late for you.
Yes, well, it was about 2 o'clock by the time you got to bed, if you had the time off to watch football, that was.
But the facilities are there for the guys, and I would imagine that the banter's quite good while you're watching it as well.
Oh, yeah. We've got the different nations here, so, yeah, it was good fun. To watch, and yeah, all the facilities, yeah, we've got the TVs and everything, sort of stuff, so yeah, that was great. There was no problem with watching it, it was just what we were watching.
Yeah. Now it's Armed Forces Day in the UK this coming Saturday. Do you know if there's anything planned where you are for that?
We've got a barbecue Saturday night for that, so yeah, with the KRH we're all going up to a barbecue in one of the gardens around the back out of the way, and those that can attend that are not on duty, we'll go there and have a little meal, a bit of a sit down and chill out for an hour, and then back to work probably.
Okay, now back home for you is Cornwall. Anyone you'd like to say hello to back home?
Yeah, just the wife and kids and family and everyone who knows me, really. Yeah.
Do you want to give them a wee mention? Not everybody, just
my mum Margaret, wife Marie, sons Callum and Kian. That'll do, the list is bloody endless.
Excellent. Steve, thanks very much for your time today. That's Colonel Sergeant Steve Opie from Three Rifles. I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with Three Rifles in Afghanistan. Let's go back out to Lashkar and more from Mortar Platoon now, and Sergeant Stephen Gibbons. Stephen, for anyone that's not familiar with the role of Mortar Platoon, could you tell us more about it?
Basically, I was a Mortar Platoon, which is currently attached to the KRH Battle Group, and we provide indirect fire support to that battle group.
Have you deployed before to Afghanistan?
Yeah, this is my second tour. My first tour was back in 2009 on Hop Herrick 11.
And how's this comparing?
Things is definitely getting a lot better out here. We obviously been firing a lot less rounds what we did on 11.
What about the weather conditions? Because you're now right in the midst of summer. What kind of temperatures are we talking about?
Up to 42 degrees. Once we first come out, obviously that acclimatisation phase during RSOI was pretty difficult, but at this moment in time now, acclimatising, coping pretty good with this hot weather out here.
What about comms back home? Are you able to keep in touch with the family? You've got family back in Edinburgh?
Yeah, obviously we've got the phone call, which is 30 minutes a week, and also I speak to my wife more or less every day via Facebook.
And the accommodation, the facilities where you are at the moment, how's that?
Yeah, the facilities is really good. I mean, we're on fresh food every day. We've got a gym, and also obviously we've got internet terminals and also the card phones as well.
Okay, we talked about back home. Anyone you'd like to say hello to back in Edinburgh?
Yeah, I'd just like to say a big hello to my wife, Pamela, and also my daughter, Gaynor, and also my son, Gareth.
Stephen, thank you. That's Sergeant Stephen Gibbons from Three Rifles. We can speak now to Captain Palmer Winstanley. Palmer is the unit press officer. Good to speak to you, Palmer, and I know that there's been a major exercise conducted this week. Can you bring us up to speed?
Absolutely, yeah. The kind of second in the phases of the big A&A operations that have been going on since you got here, completed a couple of days ago. Saw around about 700 A&A soldiers flood the ground in the upper Goresh Valley, which previous to this was thought to be an incredibly dangerous area, one of the most dangerous in the area actually. In combination with the advisors from the Three Rifles Brigade Advisory Group, they got a helicopter lift in the dead of night to surprise the insurgents, and basically flooded the ground so much that the insurgents either had to go to ground, flee the area, or if they couldn't flee the area in time before they're trapped in, obviously put up a futile fight. But the change in the local nationals' attitude in that area has been incredible. Just as we were lifting off the ground, and the NA who were staying in that area started to receive requests from them to put in new checkpoints and put more of an enduring hold there, so they can actually have a bit more governance. So it's a really successful move, and it's all important bit of it is it's all been led by the ANA, conducted by the ANA, and actually they're now doing the enduring hold in the area. So very successful and a promising move.
That really is a huge progress being made, both physically but also mentally and emotionally as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It doesn't obviously come without its costs. Unfortunately, we lost two Afghan warriors during that, one of which was a company commander, which it's another thing to point out is the incredible resilience the ANA is showing now. I mean, if you look at our forces, if you lose a company commander in battle, it really would shake the foundations of what we do. But these ANA warriors on day one lost their company commander, yet stood up, the next man stood into his position, and they cracked on for the next few days. It really is showing the kind of institutional level of resilience they've got there now to carry on with the job. They know they've got a job to do. They know the threat doesn't go away. The local nationals really do appreciate that. And also the advisors on the ground, that when we're working alongside them, they really are feeling it just as much as them. Because they've been there for just over 3 months now with these guys. The friendship has really built up. They've got a kind of the sign language for what the lack of the actual language they have. So it obviously hits home when company commanders and sergeants are losing their lives. But advisors and Afghans alike, they're cracking on well.
And the operation successful, as you say, in pushing the insurgents either out of the area or to ground, but also successful in the discovery of IEDs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I forget the number of actual IEDs that were found during the operation, but the important thing on this one is it was all Afghan dealt with. So they've got their own bomb disposal platoons, they've got their own route clearance companies, and they actually found them all themselves and dealt with them all. So I think just over 30 IEDs over 3 days, some of them very complex devices. So it's really showing that not just the operational bits, so the fighting force, but they're really developing everything else that they can start to take over, from the bomb disposal through to the logistics and other areas. So it's promising right across the board, really.
Okay, now this Saturday is Armed Forces Day.
Absolutely, yeah. There's lots going on. There's lots of barbecues, as I'm sure you've already heard from the Mortars guys. The guys back in Shoreback will be doing some things towards that. We obviously have the televisions on wherever we can, and we get to see all the messages pouring out from home, which is always hugely positive and always goes a long way to all the guys. So yeah, it'll be a big good day to see what's going on at home as well.
Well, I was going to ask you that, you know, from a personal point of view, someone who served in the Army for a number of years, a day like Armed Forces Day, how important is it that it's recognised?
I think more so than people back there realise. I think it's a real lift for everyone out here, seeing the messages, seeing what people do, seeing people turn out to parades, because it's quite easy to focus in on what you're doing here and forget about the world back at home. It's nice to get a little shot and just show people do appreciate it on television, in forms of, you know, messages and also, you know, just parcels and everything. So it's across the board. Anyway, we get a reminder of how the guys on the ground are appreciated back at home. Really does go a very long way.
Okay, and while you're on, anyone back home you'd like to say hello to?
Obviously my parents, my mum Nikki, and my stepfather Simon, and my two brothers Pete and Mark, and my good friends at home. I'll be home soon on R&R shortly.
Excellent. Captain Palmer Wynne-Stanley, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.